Welcome back to Expert Instruction, the Teach by Design podcast, where we dive deeper into the research surrounding student behavior by talking with the people implementing these practices, where they work, and with the students they support. I'm Megan Cave. Danielle is out today, team. It's so weird to be in this room all by myself. Well, I guess just for the introduction anyway. December is such a weird time to figure out what to do with this episode because we're right on the verge of winter break and we know that you all are up to your eyeballs in logistics, trying to get it all sorted out before you go away for a couple of weeks. That now is just not the time that we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of any evidence-based practice that you should then turn around and implement with your students in these last couple of days. So today's episode is just going to be a little bit different. Joining me today are my colleagues, Deirtre Lomeli and Nadia Sampson. Deirtre is the management support team lead here at PBIS Apps, and Nadia is one of our PBIS Apps trainers. The three of us have worked together for such a long time that when I came to them in a panic about what we'd do for this episode today, they knew they were about to be roped into participating. So today, the three of us, we aren't talking about research. We aren't exploring a common myth. We aren't even recording this over Zoom. Today, we're in person taking a lighter approach, and we're going to share some hilarious stories from teachers just like you around the country about the funny things that happen in their classrooms every day. So just sit back, kick off your shoes, and laugh with us at the hilarity that is education. Oh, dear listener, you have really caught us on a day. It's a time around the office right now where you never know how many people are going to be there. It's either 18 people are fully present and working, or it's like two. And you've caught us on a day where there's like two. So here we are. It's me. It's Deirtre. It's Nad.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Nad's waving at me across the table. Oh. It's as if she forgot it's an audio format.
It's been a long day. Back off, Megan.
So you might have guessed just by the way that we're starting things out. Today is a bit different. It's because it's December. It's not just December, you guys. It is nearly mid-December. We had a Thanksgiving break. My kids did. Deirtre's kid did. A Thanksgiving break that lasted 1 week. And then all of a sudden, we're thrown back into this whirlwind of 3 weeks before we get them on another break. So for us, it's a trying time, wouldn't you say? Yes. At this point, I wasn't sure that a podcast was going to happen, but here we are. I recruited my good friends to join me, and we're going to figure this out together. We're going to do it. So today, because it's December, and because we're doing things differently, because we're feeling a little overwhelmed by, just the nature of the time, We're gonna talk about some funny stories that we found on the internet. And by we, I mean our good friend, Brian. And by internet, we mean
Reddit.
He scoured. And we found some funny stories about the things that happen in schools that teachers thought that they would share with the whole wide world. And now we're going to share them with you because they're just so funny, right? Okay. Are you ready for our first one?
Yes. Ready.
Okay, great. Here it goes. I was teaching math, two-step equations to be exact, and I asked the class if anyone had any questions. Student raises their hand. When are we ever going to use this in our life? And I love that question. I handled it like a pro because I have answers to that question, and I've answered them for the last 10 years now. The kid continues with, my mom says I don't need to learn math because I won't ever use it. I asked the kid what their mom does for a living, just out of curiosity. And the kid says, my mom's a banker. Deirdre used to work at a bank.
Did you need math, Deirdre?
Never.
No.
Not
who needs
one
it?
Time.
Who needs the math of it all when you're dealing with people's money? It's all just a guess and check, really, right?
Just do the best you can if you're working at the bank.
That's right. That's right. Did you use math? I hope you did.
Did use math. On the daily, outside of just our calculator.
Yeah, good. Correct. Oh, and at the time, a calculator. girly. Showing my age. The age. You know,
it's computers, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. They probably have like automated things that do the math for you. I always thought it was magic, and as a kid, because math was not my strong suit. When the at the grocery store, the checker would count back the money. I never understood how that happened, and then they would tell me that like my total would be like $5.72, and I would be like, "Well, I have this," and they'll say, "Well, do you have this amount? Because then I can give you a dollar instead of a whatever." And I never understood it. I just believed them.
You should believe the checkers.
Yeah, they're like,
they're checkers.
It's their job.
It's their job.
It's their job to know.
Yes,
I know.
I still don't get it.
I don't get it. Okay. I don't get it. It's like magic to me, but it's just math. It's not magic. It's math. There was a man who replied to this particular story on Reddit who said, "I always use the push-up example. Y'all do push-ups for football practice, yet I've never seen anyone do a push-up on the field during a game, and then let them explain why you do that. Then I smirk and say, the same idea applies to education." I mean, if I was a kid, I would just roll my eyes and be like, yeah, right. This came up, though, for us. Our daughter was learning the point slope formula. Listen to me like I know what I'm talking about. And she said the same thing to us. Like, I'm never going to use this. And then this was at dinner, and her dad just like pointed toward the garage because they've been building this thing that takes, he's building like a small roof for it that's sloped. And was like, hello, we had to figure this out. You don't think I just did it on my own, do you? It took math. And she was like, she, again, like any other kid, would just rolled her eyes like, oh my God. And then we told her math teacher at parent teacher conferences a couple weeks ago about this story. And he wrote it down. I was like, I'm going to tell everybody about it, which of course she will then roll her eyes if he tells it in class.
The embarrassment for her.
But you guys, like, I don't know. Did you go to you had parent teacher conferences?
Yeah.
What a whirlwind.
Like speed dating is how I explain it. You have 10, my kid is a middle schooler.
Yes.
And you get 10 minutes with five of his 7 teachers, and you just rotate through. And I sat down and told them that I like long walks on the beach, to read stories, and I like to go out to dinner. So
it's true.
It did feel that whirlwind of a,
I know,
here's whose parent I am. Please email me if there's things that come up, and I will do the same. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Goodbye.
Ding. Time is over. Next.
It was crazy. And like, I have an elementary schooler and a middle schooler. So my middle school experience was the same way. I remember one year though, with the elementary schooler, she was receiving speech services for the first time, and they threw that in there during my 15-minute time at parent teacher conferences. And thank goodness I have any kind of background in what I do, because I was able to read the things and they were saying the words, and I kind of understood and wasn't freaked out by the whole thing. My husband was sitting there like, what is happening right now? It was wild. It was so crazy. I was signing papers and I was like, good luck with her. My God. Thank you for the help. Help her with her R's, please. Thank you so much. Unbelievable. Those conferences are crazy to me.
I remember going to a teacher conference about our daughter, and she, and we asked her, I think it was her first or second grade teacher, and we said, so what do you do when she is, you know, really not listening? She's being pretty defiant and disrespectful. And the teacher just looked at us like, are we talking about the same kid? Like, she doesn't do that. And I'm like, what?
What?
No, she saves it all for us. She did. I mean, this teacher looked at us like we were nuts. I'm like, yeah, I guess it's just, she's just special at home.
Oh, this is just a personal problem.
Yes.
Never mind then.
No.
Unbelievable, the things that we all learn.
Yes.
In those 15 minutes about each other. Okay, next story. Are you guys ready for the next one? Okay, someone said, this happened this week. I was on duty in the lunchroom, and I see a bunch of teenage boys in a huddle. Sadly, this sometimes means something nefarious, so I had to at least check it out. They were daring each other to eat ghost peppers. I just shook my head, and I left it alone. It was lunch, and peppers are food. And if they want to torment themselves like that, whatever. What is it with teenage boys doing this kind of stuff? Deirdre, you tell us. You're a mom of teenage boys. Well, one current, one former.
Correct. Probably that their brains aren't fully developed.
Does this track? It does.
I often try, like, once a month, if not a little more, to volunteer at a lunch duty at my son's middle school.
Yeah.
And this is very similar. For example, there was a young woman in seventh grade a couple weeks ago, just wanted to see how many chocolate milks she could drink.
Oh no.
Because it's unlimited as long as they're ingesting the food.
No.
When I last counted, there were 12 little cartons
She got herself to 12 cartons
and,
of milk.
The custodian helps also with lunch duty, you know, more adult eyes are helpful.
Sure.
And the rule was, I mean, as long as you're not going to maybe vomit where the custodian has to clean it up and you make it to an appropriate place, all is fine.
So she made it to 12. I wonder
what
her...
She made it to 12.
Did you ever hear what she made it to?
I think she kind of tapped out around 12. And she did make it through the rest of the day. It sounded like she didn't feel well, but she did. I mean...
Middle schoolers, man. Unbelievable. Yeah. They're just a weird little bunch.
And when she got home, her parents realized, guess what? She's lactose intolerant. Oh, who knew?
No.
Who knew? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Awful. I don't know. I read this and was like, oh, this is just one of those things where it's like, you pick your battles, right? Like, not everything needs a response. They're doing something that they probably, it's probably not going to end great for them, but sometimes the consequence is just a natural one, right? Like, let it happen. This teacher was right. It's food. Yeah. They're not bothering anybody. They're just doing a real dumb thing.
I mean, their pepper's probably a little vitamin C in there, right?
Sure. I think there's probably something great.
Natural consequence, may come back to bite them. I mean, unfortunately, it's one that may not be immediate.
I mean,
besides the heat in your mouth.
That immediate feeling. But then later,
mm-hmm.
we all know what we mean by later.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Heat travels. That it does.
It does travel. Oh my gosh. This story is just a sentence. It's brilliant because it's so hurtful. The student says, or the teacher says, I got asked where I was during the JFK assassination. I was born in 94. The disrespect that
my middle schooler often says, Mom, way back when you were born.
Oh my God.
He goes, you know, before the 2000s. That's how he describes the way back is before the 2000s.
Yes. My kid said, you were born in the 19s, right?
Yes.
I was like, shut your mouth.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But to be fair, our age often shows where I will say things like, oh, did you tape that? Versus record.
Oh, right.
Like on our cell phone.
I try and say their slang words. I try and use them in a sentence as often as I can when I'm around them. Just because I can, you know.
Yeah.
I said the other day that something was slay, and I don't know if I used it right, but I did it. And the kids, of course, they roll their eyes at me and they're like, no, Mom, God. Honestly, every time.
My son tells me I kill several brain cells every time I try to use slang. He says it's just brain rot and it's not cool and it's really sus.
Oh, brain rot, fun fact. Wasn't that the word of the year? I think they added it to the dictionary. I think it's the word of the year, brain rot.
Oh, my gosh.
Google it. Look it up. I know.
Brain rot. Okay.
And then I think the other thing, the other time that this happened to me was I was talking to just some friends and there was a 9-year-old in the room and we were talking about records and buying records for people and playing records and like having a collection and whatever. And this 9-year-old said, what is this, the 90s? I was like, honestly, come on. Come on.
I guess that would have been.
What is this, the 90s? No, records are older than that, okay? But it was disrespectful because she was trying to think of a time that was so long ago that like it would be crazy to say that that's the time it is. And she came up with the 90s.
Well, I mean, oldies on the radio when I was growing up. You know, that was music in the 50s, 60s, maybe pushing it. And now we have a local
station. It's like LL Cool J.
Yes, yes. Like late 90s, if not early 2000s. And I was like, I have a child born in 2000. And so how is that old?
How is this happening?
It's I'm a full-on adult here.
I know.
And I am one of the oldest adults in this office. And you all do this to me all the time. Tell me I'm born in 1981. I was graduating from high school 2 years later, years later.
The disrespect.
You are so great.
Honestly. Okay, here's a story about Miss Osborne. She says, my sixth grade class would not leave me alone for a second. It was a constant stream of Miss Osborne, Miss Osborne, Miss Osborne. Fed up, I said firmly, do you think we could go for just 5 minutes without anyone saying Miss Osborne? The classroom got quiet. Then from the back, a soft voice said, Cindy? It's so funny. It reminds me of this time, like how we get so just emotionally invested in what's going on. And it's just like too much that sometimes you get yourself, like your mouth gets in front of like what your brain is actually thinking. And so you just don't know what to say yet. You know, there was a time there were these two kids that were going together and they were just going back and forth. And I had done everything that I could to like stop it and it wouldn't stop. And I said, if you don't stop, something in your life is going to change. It was not my proudest moment, but like, I didn't know what to say. It just like, something is going to change about your life. Unbelievable.
The whole name thing, you know, when students are brand new and my daughter went to an elementary school, she transferred in third grade and they actually switched classes. They would go middle school and high school. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, how do these teachers remember? I mean, because they were seeing a lot of students. So I asked her, I go, well, what does your science teacher call you? And she said, hey, you in the back. And I was dying because it was like, hey.
Yeah, you're doing the best you can.
That's right.
Good you're doing what you can, honestly. I had a story. We had a friend of ours who we used to work with quite a bit, who used to tell us all kinds of stories. We would meet up at conferences with her. She was a woman who worked in the South. And when we would see her at these national conferences, she would share stories about the kids that she had interacted with and the kinds of things that were coming up for her. And they are embedded in my brain forever. I tell them all the time. But one of my favorites, and I can't say it exactly how it goes because this is a family-friendly G-rated show. So I'm going to use the words foul and shenanigans. Okay, to substitute for the actual words. And I'm going to let your brains do the substitution in your mind of what they actually said, okay? So my favorite story that she told is about an elementary schooler who cursed in class. And one of the consequences that was a typical one would be to take the kiddo and ask them to call home because it was the South. It felt very like this is a thing to do, like tell your parents what happened, right? And so... anyway, they quickly learned that the consequence was not exactly on par with what it should have been for this particular kiddo because when they called home, they said, Mama, I fouled up and said shenanigans.
I love that one. I remember when our friend told us that one. I love it.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny how like contextually... Yeah. Someone's like a student's behavior, it doesn't match all the time in school. And it was just such an example
and
of
I
that.
And I remember she said that the principal's like, never mind.
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
Forget it. Go back to class.
Just forget it. We're never going to get there on this one. We're just going to chalk it up. This is Deirdre's favorite, I think. This is her favorite story. It goes, someone farted in class the other day. And a kid accused me of doing it. I told them I don't fart in class and that if I did, I would go out into the hallway. Now, anytime I leave the classroom, they ask, are you going out to fart?
Kids.
Don't you love some bathroom humor?
They're the best.
It is such a juvenile part of my brain that yes. just reacts yes. every time.
Every time.
Fart jokes are funny every time.
They are. They are. Every time. I agree.
It's impossible. Like when they get told, especially if a small person yes. says them, oh my gosh. It's like, it's just gold every time. Every time.
Correct.
Every time. This one actually reminded me of the other day in the office.
Are you going to tell us about Nad?
No.
She did not fart.
She didn't fart. It's not a fart joke.
It's not a fart joke.
Okay. But it just reminded me that like yes. she was coming down the stairs and Nad carries some bags with her into the office.
Lots of baggage.
Yeah. Moving on.
In more ways than one.
Moving yeah. on. She carries a lot of bags, a lot of things in them. And she tripped. There's like a set of just two stairs. Yep. So she tripped and fell down the stairs, made a ruckus.
Correct.
In a quiet hallway. And we all checked on her and she was okay. She didn't hurt herself. And so it has now become a thing in the office that anytime there is a loud noise that
loud,
happens.
Unexpected.
Loud and unexpected. We will hear someone in the office say,
are you okay, Nat? Every time. So we have not moved much further along from Third Grade Humor.
No. Now I actually, even if I hear a loud noise, I let you know. I go, I'm okay. I'm fine. Yep. I'm good. Don't anybody worry about me.
I'm okay. Oh my gosh. Our youngest did that the other day. I heard her slip down the stairs.
Oh, no.
And I just hear her go. Like it's like, I'm okay.
Yep. I have a baby giraffe at home. My 11-year-old has grown a lot this year.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a baby giraffe learning to walk all day long. And similar, we were decorating last weekend for the holidays around the house, and we were outside doing the outside decorating. And we heard a crash bang into, like, the front door. And so my husband and I run in the house. Are you okay? My son was behind the door. Where the tile, like, entryway is, who had just full-on, like, I was trying to do a pretend layup in the
sure.
living room, and full-on just slipped and fell into the door, knocked the couch forward. So
the best.
Very similar. The I'm best. Okay.
I'm okay. Oh I'm okay.
Yep.
Incredible. This is the last one that I, Brian, found. Says this morning, one of my students walked, and it's just funny. I don't have anything that I can relate to necessarily about this. Maybe you all do. This morning, one of my students walks up to be greeted while wearing two backpacks. Me, why are you wearing two backpacks? Student, I have my goat in one of them. Me, oh, like your stuffed goat for show and tell? Student, a real goat? Me, confused. Can you show me what's in your backpack? Student opens their backpack. Me, there is a live goat in his backpack, like an actual live goat. What do I do? And she says, that's it. That's the story. Just a goat in his backpack school.
How do you get a goat in your backpack?
Why do you put a goat in your backpack?
Why is your goat in the backpack?
Goats are cute. Oh. That's my dream, is a little two baby pygmy goat. I would carry them in my backpack.
I wish you could see Nad's face. She is horrified.
They're so cute. So I also would want to show up to school with a second backpack.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I love that this kid packed their live goat.
I believe we're going to need to check Deirdre's backpack every morning now because we may have a problem.
Yeah, we should check for live animals.
Live animals, yeah.
Unbelievable. Did you know, there's a place here in Oregon that started the goat yoga.
The goat yoga, yes.
It's real. A woman in our office, Sarah, she has been to goat yoga, the original goat yoga barn, farm, place.
That's the most Oregon thing anybody's ever said. If you don't know much about Oregon, you know about Portland and weird things.
Yeah.
And weird things come from Oregon.
Yeah, weird things come from Oregon. She told me that she, in the spring, is going to go with her friends to go hug a cow.
That also tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't have even had to tell me who in the office. I would have guessed.
Yeah. There's apparently it's like it's an event. Yeah. You pay to go to this farm. There are beverages served.
Oh.
This is post hugging of the cows because I don't think they want to serve these kinds of beverages and then have a bunch of people
hugging the cows.
I
think this would be a great field trip. Teachers, try to find
a
cow
tell
farm.
Us.
And
yeah, tell
go,
us in
go
the
hug the cows.
Yeah, in the comments, you should tell us what are some of the weird things that you could go and do with your friends in Oregon. It's goat yoga and cow hugging. Weird. It's just so weird. Anyway,
at my kids' elementary school last year was his fifth grade year. I was on the parent organization and we funded a bunch of field trips. One of the field trips was for kindergartners, and it's a lot to
manage. Know,
shepherd a bunch of kids on a bus.
Yeah.
So we brought field trips to them, and one there is a local. I can't think of the llama's name.
Mm.
There's a llama.
The No Drama Llama.
Yeah. No Drama Llama. And they brought the llama to the school and the kids had a great time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That llama shows up everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't remember the llama's name.
I can't think of the name right now either.
But it's the No Drama Llama. Mm-hmm. It has
they had the best time.
I think it has a Facebook page. Oh. I don't know. These are Oregon things, you guys.
They are.
Well, that's it for our stories. I hope this was helpful.
Not, if hopefully anything, it brings laughter.
Yeah, if anything, it's a minute. It's just a few minutes to bring you some joy as you head out into your winter break. We appreciate everything that you do, especially during these last 3 weeks of December where our kids, I'm sure, are a handful. And we're all just so grateful that you've got them for now. And we'll take them for 2 weeks during the break. And return them to you, hopefully, in some reasonable way. I don't know. No promises.
No promises.
No promises. But thanks, you guys. Thanks for joining us and coming along for these laughs for the last 30 minutes. We appreciate you.
Have a great break.
Have a good break.
All right. Bye,
next
guys.
Time.